The Dillingham City School District's Board of Education held a short meeting Monday night that featured staff reports and the hiring of some last-minute employees. However, late in the meeting, the school district superintendent addressed the issue of teacher housing. Bill McLeod noted that the issue came up during a school facilities committee meeting earlier in the month that included representatives with the city of Dillingham. McLeod asserted that it was a real challenge to find housing this year for all of the district's teachers, including 17 new teachers. He says when housing can be found, it's expensive.
Winter hasn't hit yet, so all of that expense hasn't hit all of the staff yet. And in a lot of rural communities, there is some kind of teacher housing available. And so I took advocacy that we need to do something on that. And out of that, now we have, and we also kind of leading up to that, we've had conversations with Children Limited on partnering, if you would, for an apartment complex. I've had Russell checking with local property owners that we were aware of that had property that might be in proximity to the school that we could put something on. I had a meeting with Lance Nunn last spring about the Chug and the courthouse building and future housing, and they're open to discussions with us.
McLeod stressed that the school district administration is focused this year on finding a solution to the teacher housing shortage in Dillingham.
My goal that I should say I propose, and we haven't got consensus, is that by the start of FY17, we have some kind of decent teacher apartment complex type housing in Dillingham, however we get there with it.
Several members of the school board noted that the lack of affordable housing for teachers has become a hindrance to retaining teachers from year to year. McLeod confirmed the district is planning to hold a community meeting sometime in October on the issue that he hopes will include stakeholders and potential partners in a teacher housing project. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.